Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In light of what we saw yesterday, is there a watch list for buildings, historic buildings in Buffalo that may be in danger of crumbling?
Well, actually, there's not. We're a bit frustrated about that because you may recall several years ago, we had a building collapse on Ellicott Street. And then the mayor and Jim Comerford announced this major program. They're not going to let landlords get away with this. And then, you know, lo and behold, 18 months later, a building falls down on Oak Street. And now we have this, wall damage on Genesee and Moselle. And, you know, I'm right now speaking to you from Fillmore Avenue near Broadway, and I spotted a building that had some parapet damage in this neighborhood. And these buildings should be inspected and there should be some repairs done. And I understand sometimes the owner is incapable of doing it at that moment. Well, the city has to do repairs. And, you know, by the way, and again, you know, you're speaking to a preservationist, the best thing you can do is invest in the maintenance of buildings and our historic landmarks. And the building in question is just a wonderful bank. You know, it's a landmark of the neighborhood. We can't let these buildings deteriorate and literally fall down. We have to do everything we can. Enforcement, have the list of significant buildings that are in danger, and really focus attention and resources on those buildings.
In your opinion, which buildings need urgent attention?
Well, there are literally dozens, and obviously the poster child for all of this are, you know, the two buildings that are designated historic landmarks that we're fighting to save right now, and the Great Northern Grain Elevator and the buildings in the Cobblestone Historic District on South Park Avenue, 110 to 120 South Park, which, again, are suffering from years of neglect at the hands of unsympathetic owners. And those are the two I'd start with right there.
After those two buildings, what may be next?
There are a number of former religious structures, former churches. The Transfiguration Church on Sycamore Street had a major roof collapse. The owner's kind of creative. The walls are still standing, which is great. The steeple's still standing. And he'd like to try to figure out how to stabilize the building and work from there. And there's precedent for that nationally, even here in Rochester. There's something similar. So we have to think creatively. But there's all kinds, whether it's the neighborhood bank building at Genesee and Moselle, whether it's the tremendous church on Sycamore Street, whether it's the industrial monument on the Buffalo's waterfront, they're really in every neighborhood. So we do have to particularly look for commercial buildings and masonry buildings and target those for enhanced inspections. And I don't know what we're waiting for. Every time there's a building collapse, you know, the mayor or the commissioner, yeah, we got a list, we're going to go out, this isn't going to happen again. And, you know, it happens with stunning regularity.
Tim, what pressure can you put on city officials to take a look and give attention to the buildings that need it urgently?
Well, I think, you know, a good start is Councilmember Ferraletto's legislation, which has now passed, that at least mandates an inspection at least every 3 years on individually listed city landmarks. That's important because buildings like the Cobblestone buildings or Great Northern could not have gotten by without an inspection. Okay, so that's the first thing. And a lot of landlords, they just wait for an inspection before they want to put any funds into buildings. And a lot of them, well, they get citations and then they fix it. So that's a good start. But I think, you know, citizens, this is another reason why we should beseech the mayor and the council to enhance inspections. So we start with landmarks, but that means the other 95,000 buildings in Buffalo don't have a regular inspection program. So we've got to figure out a way to regularize this so we're not surprised. And we don't, you know, for example, the nonprofit that owns this building, very valuable organization that's doing a lot for the city, their expenses would have been perhaps minor compared to reconstructing, you know, an entire wall now. And but, you know, if you catch these things early, you can arrest deterioration. We have, for example, the former Christian Science Church at Elmwood North had a section of parapet wall collapse. They had insurance money in it. Manuscript Museum is there now. The church, First Presbyterian Church at Symphony Circle, it was noticed that the tower was having water infiltration problems. So for 12 years, it's now been strapped with metal strapping, and they're working on raising funds for permanent repairs. But just being able to arrest deterioration, as they did at First Presbyterian, gives our buildings, you know, a chance at a second life. And this building at Genesee and Moselle deserved to have been inspected, not as punishment, but as encouragement. Listen, here, heads up, this needs some repair. And, you know, if you need some money to do it, maybe we can help you in that regard if you're a nonprofit.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.